First Lieutenant Demetrius M. Friesen made the ultimate sacrifice for his country. Fighting in Afghanistan at the age of 26, Demetrius died from wounds suffered during an insurgent attack. He was posthumously awarded the Bronze Star Medal and the Purple Heart. His body now rests at Washington Crossing National Cemetery in Newtown, Pennsylvania. But his memory lives on through his loved ones.
Demetrius and I met when we were seventh graders at Leeds Middle School. A friend of mine, who was my best friend as a child, we're playing like kids do in middle school, and she told me one of her friends liked me. After going through pretty much every milestone through high school, proms and graduation and going off to college as freshmen together, making all those adult choices with each other gave us pretty much an idea that we'd probably be each other's forever.
As Demetrius began to find his way, he felt a yearning to go into a profession where he could make a difference in people's lives. He turned to the military.
He always made mentions of wanting to join the Coast Guard. And I used to always joke with him that he couldn't because he didn't know how to swim. But eventually that turned into, oh, I want to join the Army. And then eventually that progressed into, if I'm going to the Army, I'm going infantry. And I always was afraid because he wanted to do the most dangerous job that he could possibly do, that he felt was also the biggest way to help and to save everybody. I just was super supportive of his decision because we always stood by each other. If there was no one else, we had each other's back.
As Demetrius and Mickey grew together professionally, their personal lives also flourished. They married in March of 2009, before Demetrius went to basic training at Fort Knox. But their greatest joy arrived just months later as they settled in Kentucky.
We got our house in Kentucky on November 1st. Christopher was born on November 17th. It was so cute to watch him engage himself in all of this.
We're going to read to Christopher the night before Christmas. Yeah.
He would get up for night feedings. He wouldn't let me feed him. If the baby was crying at 4 a.m., even though he had to be at PT at 6, he was changing diapers. He wouldn't let me get out of bed for Christopher. He was like, you get to have him for a year and I don't. It was like Demetrius soaked up every single minute he could of this kid because he knew he was leaving. We took Christopher to be christened and brought him home to Philly. A couple days later, we were back in Kentucky and he was gearing up to deploy. Christopher was christened on December 19th. Demetrius deployed January 6th.
The precious time he was able to spend with his family was ultimately cut short. Demetrius left for Afghanistan after only 7.5 weeks with Mickey and his newborn baby boy, Chris. Despite being thousands of miles apart, Demetrius made sure to keep Mickey updated on all of his experiences in the Middle East, even when the news was difficult to bear.
I'll never forget this one time he calls me, and I'm like, what's wrong? What happened? And he goes, well, we had an accident today. A couple of my trucks drove over this area. One of them, it rode over an IED and it exploded. So this truck starts cooking off all this ammo. Bullets are flying everywhere. And he used to tell me, if anything's gonna happen, it's gonna happen to me and not my guys. I will protect them. Well, air support comes over the radio and tells him, we're in the area, we can neutralize the situation for you. They're gonna drop a Hellfire missile on his truck to blow it up. Well, lieutenants don't have the authority to make that call, but Demetrius doesn't even think of the consequences. He's like, just do it. Drop the missile. So they drop a Hellfire missile on his Max Pro, and the truck blows up. The rounds stop cooking off. But of course, now Demetrius has to answer to his superiors because he just made a call to drop a however many million dollar missile on a however many million dollar truck. They all started calling him Hellfire. Not a soul was lost that day, though. Everybody made it out alive. And that was what was important to him.
A short time later, he would not be so lucky.
His uncle passed away and we had the funeral on a Monday. And his cousin was graduating from Penn State that coming weekend. And his family wanted me to drive to Penn State. And I wasn't really comfortable driving up there. And I actually have these chilling words from Demetrius that, like, ring inside of me. There's very few times he actually said, Mickey, it'd always be princess, princess. Well, Demetrius said to me, don't worry, princess, something might happen before Saturday and you won't have to go. And he died the next day. It was almost like he knew, but he couldn't have known. There's no way to predict that. Even his last Facebook post was a status about him saying, and this was the night before it happened, if I could go back now, I wouldn't change a thing. He knew exactly what he was doing. He did it because he wanted to. He loved his country. He loved his brothers that he stood by. He was exactly where he wanted to be.
After seeing his lieutenant killed in action, his platoon brother James Gibbs wrote, "Hellfire will always be missed, but his legacy will also forever be etched in the hearts and minds of the men he led." As condolences poured in, Mickey sought out people who knew what it was like to deal with this grief. She found the Tragedy Assistance Program for Survivors, more commonly known as TAPS.
TAPS was founded back in the early 90s. At that time, when my husband was killed in an Army plane crash with seven other soldiers on board, there was no national organization in America for all those grieving the loss of a military hero. Grief is not a mental illness. It's not a physical injury. Grief is a wound of the heart. And the absolute most therapeutic treatment for grief is to be with others who truly understand.
It's really amazing that Bonnie put this group of people together in a place to be able to serve other families, because a lot of these people are in my position. They've lost a family member, so they know exactly what it feels like. So it's not some stranger saying it'll be okay, but, you know, I'll be here with you when it's not okay.
Through retreats and camps, peer counseling and outings, TAPS is there for the families of fallen heroes. As they look to do something special for Mickey and Chris, TAPS reached out to the NFL and the Eagles. And soon, the Frisons were announcing the Eagles' pick at the 2017 draft.
It was a little scary. I was nervous. But I knew, like, just with the story behind it all, then once the fans realized we're going to honor a Philly hero by letting his wife and son announce the draft pick, and he loved the Eagles, this is incredible. I knew the reception would just be amazing. I knew that Philly would love it. They just were screaming, USA, 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 so loud. It was shaking the entire stage right here.
We are honored to have with us members of a Gold Star family, Mickey and Chris Frison. Mickey's husband and Chris's father, Army First Lieutenant Demetrius Frison, was a Philadelphia native and a passionate Eagles fan. He's lost his life in combat in Afghanistan in 2011. The family has been helped by TAPS, the Tragedy Assistance Program for Survivors. Thank you, Mickey and Chris, for being here with us tonight and for your sacrifice.
We love the city, so to have something like that be intertwined in our lives, it's just a really awesome experience to have.
With the 53rd pick in the 2017 NFL Draft, the Philadelphia Eagles select Sidney Jones, D.B., Washington.
It was just an awesome time for, you know, me and my family. It was a special moment. When they selected me, instantly I just, you know, wanted to meet those guys because they were part of, like, my journey and the process.
One day during training camp, the chance event of the draft announcement in Philadelphia brought these three together.
It was excitement. I could tell they were excited to meet me. I was excited to meet them. Swapped the jerseys with them. She gave me a dog tag and a letter. She gave me a dog tag with his face on it, so I actually know what he looks like. It's their hero. That was very special.
As Demetrius watches over his family from above, you can't help but believe he's still smiling.